Blaine and Mickey, 104.5 The Zone. What's a beautiful day outside. Be a nice day to turn some laps down at the Fairgrounds Speedway. Jerry Caldwell joins us now, the executive VP and the general manager. He's got two titles he's so important at the Bristol Motor Speedway. Hey, Jerry, before we get into what's going on in Nashville, I got to ask you, have you got all the dirt cleaned up out of your offices and your hair and your parking lot and everything else? Because, dude, that was awesome.
Well, no, I'm still cleaning dirt up. So if you guys get bored and you want to come down and help us pick up dirt, we're still in the cleanup process. But thanks. It was an amazing event. You know, you have high expectations when you're putting something like that together, and that exceeded our expectations. It really was something special.
Well, here's the thing about Bristol Motor Speedway. You guys don't do anything halfway, man. It's like, let's just play a big football game here. You know, let's just cover the whole thing in dirt. I would imagine in your planning meetings, if anybody comes up with something that's not completely crazy, you guys probably just send them out. You only do just this outlandish stuff.
Yeah. You know, when you work for Bruton and Marcus Smith and you see that 704 number pop up on your phone, you never know what the idea is going to be on the other side. So you just need to be ready for it.
Well, we appreciate you jumping on with us today. So let's start with this. What's the latest on NASCAR and the Fairgrounds Speedway, which so many of us are just waiting on?
Well, thanks for letting me join you today. Appreciate it, guys. And we love talking about it. So, you know, we signed a letter of intent with Mayor Cooper, and we have diligently been working since then in a few areas. We're listening a lot. We're having a lot of community meetings, wanting to hear from the community and also share what our vision is and kind of the framework for the plan that we've discussed with Mayor Cooper. And then we're working closely with the Fair Board and Laura Womack, Executive Director over there, on kind of the details around that framework of the contract. And then we're also working a lot with – we've got engineering teams working with the Metro folks on, okay, what can this – facility look like? How do we make sure that we can modernize this historic venue and embrace the history and make sure we don't lose that, but bring it up to modern standards and really complete that vision, that wonderful vision of everything else that's going out there at the fairgrounds, and make sure this can be a really special piece of that and protect that facility.
Man, good stuff. Joined by Jerry Caldwell, Executive VP and General Manager of Bristol Motor Speedway.
Well, Jerry, I guess go into a little more detail on maybe in the LOI to protect Nashville, you know, about facility upgrades and things of that nature, and how many racing events are you going to actually have?
Yeah, thanks. It's a great question, one we're talking a lot about. We want people to understand this does not mean more race events. Right now, there are currently 10 weekends out there, and we're going to stay inside that same number. There won't be any additional racing out there. It'll just be different racing for a few weekends. And then also the local racing. We want to make sure that stays around. It's an important piece of what goes on out there at the fairground. So you would have local racing. You'd still have events like the All-American 400. And then one weekend, we would look to bring NASCAR to the facility for one weekend.
Well, I guess, Jerry, we're on with Jerry Caldwell of NASCAR and Speedway here. I guess talk a little bit about if someone's interested in being, in, you know, part of the sponsorship and things of that nature to support you guys, who should they reach out to, or is that even a possibility?
Well, we're still in the – we'll get there, and we would love to have them. If they're interested right now and want to support this, I think right now, again, we're in the communication phase, so – make sure they share that with the Fair Board and with the council members. And then once we get down the path and we really have something we're moving forward with, then yes, we would welcome all those folks to come be a part of something really special. I mean, that is it's such a neat historic venue, tremendous history. The drivers that have come through that facility and the other events that have gone on that property really are the story of Nashville. And one of the things we've talked about is how we think that's really what has kept Nashville so special for so many years, is they continue to hang on to the roots but modernize them. And that's what this would be, is hanging on to those roots, protecting something that's such an iconic venue, but modernizing it, make sure that it can fit better within the community and provide great racing.
Jerry, it seems like one guy who's a big fan of that place that might even turn some laps, it sounds like, would be Dale Jr. I mean, he, boy, anytime the Fairground Speedway comes up, he's the first guy to tweet about it.
He certainly is. He and Marcus Smith, our CEO, are good friends, and they both have a shared passion for the fairgrounds and being able to bring that thing back to life. And he has said that if we're able to get races back there, that he would come back and race.
Oh, and that, you get some people fired up now, including me.
Yeah.
I got a 6-year-old son.
It did not hurt my feelings when I heard that. That would be
a good thing. No, not at all. I got a 6-year-old son, and when we watch the races on Sunday, he has replicas of the cars, and he races around the coffee table while we watch. And we went to see Christmas lights at the Speedway this year. My family did. And he thought that was the coolest thing in the world, to drive around a racetrack. He just couldn't believe we got to do it. And I told him, you know, Chase Elliott, Bubba Wallace, all the guys that you like watching on Sundays will race again here someday. And it's like I told him, hey, man, Santa Claus is going to be waiting for us when we're finished. He was so excited. But I know that's the way so many people feel. Just the thought of seeing that again on that track after all these years would be like a dream come true for people.
It really would, and that's what we've heard so much from so many race fans and just folks that respect, even if they aren't a race fan, that they respect the history of that venue and what it has meant. I mean, it's the second longest continually operating facility in the country from a racetrack standpoint. It's been there since 1904, and, you know, it's just played such a special role in the history of Nashville. We would love to be able to bring that back to the spotlight and make it really the first class and relevant facility that it should be.
Well, I'll finish with this again. Jerry Caldwell is our guest, executive VP, general manager of Bristol Motor Speedway. Anybody who goes to a live sporting event that's been going to them or will continue to go to them, they owe a debt of gratitude to Bristol Motor Speedway and NASCAR, because last year at the All-Star race, you guys said, you know what? We got 160,000 seats. We'll put X amount of people in here. We'll do it safely. We'll social distance. And you guys did it. And I said before that weekend, this is going to have the eyes of every sports entity in the world on it to see how it goes. And it went well. And you guys did great. And it was so cool to see people there enjoying sports again. So I just got to tip my cap to you, man. That was an amazing thing. And it was the start of people kind of taking a breath and having something normal again, Jerry.
Yeah, thank you. It really was special. We've got a great team at Bristol and within Speedway Motorsports, and we had tremendous support from the county and the city and the state with that, because we wanted to be able to get people back to some semblance of normalcy, but we wanted to do it in a safe and responsible way. And thankfully, we were able to do that and have a safe and fun event, and give people some hope to see that we were coming back to some semblance of normalcy, and we were proud to be a part of it.
Well, you guys are the best. It's cool having you just up the road here in Tennessee and repping our state. It's going to be really cool watching cars unload, cup cars, right over there at the Fairground Speedway again, sooner than later, hopefully. Thank you, Jerry.
Well, thank you, guys. Appreciate you letting us join.
Appreciate it, Jerry. Thanks.